The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Okay, good news time for many of you. Michael Dowling, Managing Director of Dowling Financial, is with us. And let's start with tracker mortgage holders, of whom there are how many, would you reckon, in the country?
No, there are 179,000 tracker mortgage holders currently.
That's a sizable number. And what's the good news for them?
Yeah, so for tracker mortgage customers, well, there's going to be a number of pieces of good news for them. But the first one is that the European Central Bank has a number of benchmark interest rates which determine what rate you're charged on your tracker mortgage. It has a deposit rate, which is currently 4%, which is the rate it offers banks that hold money on deposit with it. But then it's got its refinancing rate, which is 4.5% currently. And that's the base number that tracker mortgages, their interest rate is calculated. So typically, you've 133,000 is the average balance left outstanding for tracker mortgage customers, and they're typically paying a margin of 1.15% above that 4.5% rate.
That's an expensive mortgage, isn't it?
Yeah, 5.65%. So what's been announced is on September next, the ECB has said it wants to align the various interest rate that it has, and it's announced that it's going to reduce the refinancing rate by 0.35%. So that's very welcome news. I mean, I've calculated that for those customers who have an average balance of 133,000, that's going to save them €25 a month or €300 a year.
But that's only the start of it, isn't it?
It is indeed. I mean, we're certainly going to see interest rates fall. We saw last week the chief executive of AIB and Bank of Ireland both announcing or building into their forecast that rates will fall by 1.25%. And equally, you're seeing various representatives from the central bank making soundings that either May, June, we're going to see the first of those interest rate decreases. But I'm predicting rate reductions of between 1% and 1.5% over the next 12 to 18 months.
And that will make significant difference, will it, to monthly repayments?
Again, if you're looking at taking that average tracker customer with 133,000 outstanding, taking account of the interest rate reductions, which we've referenced, and this interbank reduction of 0.35%, you're going to see a reduction of €105 a month on your repayments. Now, bearing in mind some tracker customers have higher balances outstanding, but taking that average customer, again, that's a significant reduction over a relatively short period of time.
Now, what about people who are coming off existing fixed rates? Should they be refinancing at another fixed rate, or should they be saying, oh, they look a little bit expensive at the moment, maybe go variable for a while?
Yeah, that would be my advice, Matt. I mean, if you take it, the typical fixed rates at the moment are ranging from 4.5% to 4.75%. And you've got variable rates are cheaper than that. I mean, the cheapest variable rate today is 3.75%. So my view would be if you're coming off a fixed rate, go variable and wait until the reductions come into play and then look at fixing your interest rate, because there's no cost for switching from a variable rate to a fixed rate. So my advice to people is, unless you're getting a fixed rate below 4%, you should go variable and then keep a close eye on the rates. And when they've come down, then switch into a longer term fixed rate.
But from what you're saying, could it be that the variable rates could be within the next 12 months or so back under 3%?
It's possible. I mean, the one thing about the variable rate is it is decided by the bank itself. While tracker rates are directly linked to the ECB movements, variable rates are very much
at the discretion of the bank.
Very much. But these reductions will help.
Yeah, but is it still the case that the Irish banks are overcharging customers when it comes to things like variable rates if you do a comparison of rates on offer all around Europe?
Yes. I mean, we've seen the figures were announced yesterday in terms of where Ireland sits. I mean, we're still an expensive banking environment for mortgage customers. I mean, average rates are about 4.2%. So, I mean, yes, we are still paying a lot of money for our mortgages.
And what about competition within the EU? I mean, are Irish borrowers allowed to get mortgages from European banks?
Simple answer is no.
Why not if we're in a full financial union?
It's a question we've all asked for many a year. I mean, being one of the benefits we would have hoped from being part of the EU. But I suppose the simple scenarios you'll find is that unless the bank is in Ireland, it can't register a charge against the property that it will hold as security. We're a very small market in relative terms. So there's the cost element of setting up an operation here. And then you'll hear the cry of we can't repossess property properties in the event of default is another reason. But I mean, we've all looked for it, but it isn't happening in the short and medium term from what I can see.
Michael Dowling, Managing Director of Dowling Financial, thank you very much for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper, weekdays from 4:30. Today.